Flair. It's streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The U.S. has attacked Iranian-backed militant groups in Iraq after three American troops were injured by a drone attack in northern Iraq. More on that from CBS's David Martin.
There have been more than 100 attacks in all, but this was the first time an American service member was seriously injured. And the president's national security advisor spent most of Christmas Day planning and executing the retaliation, which U.S. officials say likely killed a number of members of the Iranian-backed militias.
American Paul Whelan, imprisoned in Russia on espionage charges for 5 years now, called WTOP radio in Washington on Christmas Day to say he feels, quote, abandoned by the United States. More from CBS's Nicole Skenga.
Earlier this month, the State Department said the U.S. made a new and significant proposal to Russia for Whelan and Gerskovich's release, but Moscow declined.
Mr. President, you promised to bring me home. I'm still here. There has to be more that you can do to secure my release.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is also being held by Russia. Families displaced by a fire in Norfolk, Virginia, just before Christmas, are getting a helping hand from their community. The story from WTKR-TV reporter Erica Craven.
It could be us. It could be anybody. And these are our neighbors, and so we wanted to make sure that they were taken care of, because during this time of year, to get burnt out 4 days before Christmas, it's a tragedy.
Pastor Darwin Little says they gathered necessities, but now they're hoping to restore some holiday spirit. They're handing out brand new toys with help from others in the community.
It's been tough driving in the Dakotas because of a huge snowstorm. More on that from KELO-TV's Julia Lynn.
The South Dakota Department of Transportation has closed a stretch of Interstate 90. Heavy snow combined with strong winds from the north are creating blizzard and whiteout conditions.
Icy conditions are expected this morning. Did you get gift cards for Christmas? Don't forget to use them.
Bankrate finds that nearly half of adults have at least one unused gift card worth an average of $187. That's a total of $23 billion in unspent money. Under federal law, gift cards cannot expire for 5 years after they were purchased, but experts say it's wise to use them sooner than that, since inflation and inactivity fees can eat away at their value. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Beyonce's childhood home in Houston caught fire at about 2 in the morning on Christmas Day. The family that lives there now escaped safely. Beyonce's family bought the home in 1982, and the singer lived there till she was 5 years old. She was seen taking photos of the property when she was in her hometown recently. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
He's been there for 40 years. Charles and his wife Becky say they're ready to retire. Last we knew, the Lanes were holding out hope a new buyer will start up the bakery again. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by 2 touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in, but ultimately, we would talk about all year. It's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see rain overnight in lower 40s with east winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. Rain should wrap up early Tuesday. We'll keep the clouds around. Temperatures by the late afternoon will be falling into the middle 30s. Our winds turning to the south. Right now, it's 48.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Jane Matmayer.
And this is Greg Bach.
For As Goes Wisconsin, Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoy today's specially curated replays.
Curated? That's a fun word. Thank you for listening and enjoy. And Jane, I hope you're having a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Aww.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Right now, though, we are going to start off. If you are looking for some unusual gifts, perhaps for someone in your life this holiday season, this is the guy that you want to talk to. Ryan Walther is joining us. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Really excited to have you here. I saw this article in the Cap Times about prank. Your company is called Pranko, which is based in Minneapolis. But before we talk about Pranko, I want to talk about your history with Wisconsin's beloved The Onion.
The only place for news.
Oh, yes. And the America's finest news source. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
By far.
Yes. 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 The beacon of truth. It is near and dear to my heart. I was fortunate enough to be an early partner in The Onion way back in the day and sold my comedic goats, I guess you could say, with The Onion and did that for, over 23 years, I believe. Just when we were just a newspaper in Madison and was fortunate to be a part of its growth to, I think we did close to 20 markets for the print edition. Clinton deploys Vols to Bosnia. That was our first online article. Onion Radio News, Onion News Network, books, New York Times bestselling, Our Dumb Century, merchandise, you name it, really was part of growing that multimedia empire. So, I think of The Onion every day.
I always imagine what your editorial meetings must have been like, because it's almost like you would have three buckets. We'll have a bucket of animals, we'll have a bucket of food things, and we'll have a bucket of politicians and throw some things at the wall and see how we can mash this all together.
Right, right. That's the beauty of The Onion is the theater of the mind. Anything works. So one of my favorite lines, too, just to kind of put on that is Dwarf Falls equivalent of 10 stories. Now that is news that no one is reporting.
You know, so, I'm a huge fan. Growing up, I used to run to get the print edition. I mean, anywhere in Waukesha, we could find it. I went to go see Patton Oswalt at the Comedy Club on State about 2 weeks ago. And in the front row, he did a little bit of crowd work, and he said, "What's your name?" And I can't remember the gentleman's name. You'll probably know his name. And he goes, "What do you do?" He goes, "I'm a comedy writer." He goes, "Well, who do you work for?" He goes, "I wrote for The Onion." And that for the next like 15 minutes of the show, Patton was just asking him questions. He was,
yeah.
And he goes, "Would I know any of your headlines?" He goes, "I wrote Black Man Asks America for Change." And
yeah, so Obama elected, right? Yep. Seen begging in major cities.
Yeah,
it's the byline on that article. Yeah,
that's how influential is. It stopped Patton Oswalt from doing stand up for like 15 minutes because he was so enamored with this gentleman in the front row.
And that's huge praise. Yeah. That's huge praise. One of my favorite stories, Ryan, and I don't remember the particulars of it, but one of your stories was picked up by an overseas government and presented as fact. It was one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
Yeah, that happened a lot. A lot of free good press. In fact, this is the great thing about The Onion, too, is we never spent a dollar on marketing. It was all word of mouth. It was all grassroots. And it became a household name in comedy, you know, around the globe, really.
Yeah.
But that was in reference to the parody of all the stadium owners wanting new stadiums and these, you know, $2 billion stadiums that taxpayers are paying for. But the Senate demanded a new Capitol Dome in D.C. or they were going to move. And it would have been the dome would have been a retractable roof. They would have had dancing waterfalls. A wonderful parody on the stadium deal. And Beijing Times picked it up. The correspondent in D.C. saw The Onion. We had saw the print edition and verbatim picked up the paper and thought it was real and translated it verbatim, including photos of the retractable dome and the dancing waterfalls, and put it in the Beijing Times and million copies a day that went out to. So that was all over NPR and the news that, you know, the Beijing Times was fooled by The Onion. I still don't think they understood that it wasn't real, but it was great press nonetheless.
Yeah.
Though you guys must have been high-fiving each other all over the place when that happened. What a victory.
It was great. Yeah, indeed. The old tongue-in-cheek style of news delivery. Well, you get a lot of that today anyway, but and the other thing about The Onion too is that next generation, it's kind of what we got in Pranko as well. The Onion's a parody of news, but Pranko, social commentary on news, certainly. And Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. But it's just that younger audience at the time, it was The Daily Show and The Onion, that's where they got a sense of what was going on in this world.
Absolutely.
So we need to bring that back. Let's bring that news back.
I don't disagree with you.
That's how. So maybe someday, right?
Right. Yeah. Ryan Walther is our guest. He is one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's own The Onion. And now he is one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko. So Ryan, tell us about Pranko's offerings.
So I'm a empty box baron. So what we do is sell empty boxes. These boxes are full of entertainment. I like to liken it as an entertainment vessel. Way back in the day, my co-founder in Pranko, Eric Nordby, came to The Onion, actually, with this idea of an empty box that had what would be like a bogus-looking product on it from an inventor and or a clueless company. And it always told the line of, is this a real product?
Oh, we just lost him.
We'll wait for him to come
back.
We will wait for him
to come back.
Yeah. I'm on my cell phone here.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. He came to us with this concept of an empty box. And like I said, it looks like a fake product, or it looks like a real product. Much like The Onion, it's written in tongue in cheek. Each panel has a new joke displaying the product in action. And then you put the real gift inside. And when you put the real gift inside, you wrap it up. You go to the party. You give it to them. They open it up saying, what is this? Why did you get me a visorganizer, a wallet for your head, or a cheese printer, a printer that actually can put a slice of cheese on it and a picture puts a photo on it. This year we have a squirrel hot tub. That's one of the new boxes because, you know, everybody loves squirrels,
sure.
But why not give your friend a hot tub for the backyard so the squirrels can take some time off too? We have close to about 70 styles of these boxes now. We come out with new ones every year. And like I said, like The Onion is a social commentary on the news, Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. So we play off a lot of trends. But like we were talking about earlier, it's a theater of the mind. So that's why the squirrel hot tub definitely works.
Oh, the cover of it is so funny. The cover, the squirrel's kicking back. He's, you know, just chilling in this little backyard hot tub. It's hilarious. I also like the what is the Fire Chief Family board game?
Oh, that's a game that you can play with your family. And it's actually you put the fire in the center of the table and light it. And then everyone has their little extinguisher to put it out. And whoever puts it out first wins. So, of course, for those listening, this is just a joke. It's an empty box. We want to deliver laughs. We back in the day at The Onion, we couldn't keep this thing. So with Eric, we couldn't keep these in stock. And once I saw this, I kind of started to realize, you know, we all grew up with Comedy Central, The Daily Show, The Onion, Family Guy, The Simpsons. We have a great Comedy Central. We have a great regard for comedy. I always have. I had a great education for comedy. Then I kind of started looking into the gift industry and realizing that American Greetings and Hallmark kind of own this industry just because they have such a footprint. And they weren't really connecting with the next generation. So got to think a little bit more. And then I came to realize there's over a half a billion gifting occasions every year in the United States alone. And gifting to me it felt so mundane and kind of boring to shop for people and just, you know, I'm obligated to give you this card that's not going to make you laugh, right? So what we sought out to do was develop a 21st century gift company with Pranko and came out with we're up to over 70 boxes in different styles. It's an entertainment vessel. You put the gift inside and wrap it up and give it to the person, and they become confused and eventually amused. And our job is laughter delivered. So we wake up every day and we just want to make sure that we're delivering more and more laughs through around the world.
All right, Ryan, how much are you charging for these empty boxes?
You can get these boxes for $9 on Amazon or Pranko.com. And now more than ever, this world needs a laugh. So we believe like we developed an emotion in a gift-giving situation. So we're quite happy that people are catching on. People love it. But all we want to do is bring more laughter to this world. And for this upcoming holiday, give the gift of laughter.
And again, I go back to your development meetings at Pranko. Are you guys all doing shots or something? I mean, where?
Yeah, there's no windows in our office. Put it that way.
Because I just wonder how you come up with such absurd and hilarious notions.
Yeah. Eric he's the creative director. And, you know, again, I've been cutting my teeth on The Onion for 23 years. So our lenses are a little off. So how we look at things, we look at the world through a different lens. Yep. And he's a genius. He's able to, you know, he builds these products. The Rotowipe, I don't know if you saw that one, but that's get rid of toilet paper. And it's just a little wheel that comes up on the toilet and spins at 1500 wipes per minute. He builds these things and then he Photoshops them and takes pictures of them. And again, it's presented as this product is real. Another one that
Ryan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Walther is our guest, one of the co-founders of Pranko. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wouldn't believe me. It's too easy.
The Tap.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always check in if you want to call and or text at 844-967-2789-844-96.
Party.
Thank you very much, Greg Bach. Or if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a comment there as well, and we will make sure to see it. We are joined by one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's The Onion, even though it's no longer Wisconsin's The Onion, and one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko, based in Minneapolis, where you can buy prank gift boxes and then actually put the real gift inside. But are people disappointed, Ryan, when they find out that, you know, the family fire department game doesn't actually exist?
It is funny that we do get a lot of, I wish this really existed. Bathe and Brew coffee maker for your shower head. Take cream with your conditioner. So that's an example of one. But on the other side too, the Earwax candle kit, it kind of is a little repulsive. It's a set where it retracts your ear, takes your earwax from your head, and then you make candles and forms. And the image on that one on the cover is brilliant. But that certainly stops people in their tracks. But yeah, we get the pet sweep, which is little mops for your dog or your cat, so they can help around the house, keep the house clean, from the inventor Todd Lawson, who is a germaphobe, but loves pets.
Yep. Well, we lost our connection again with Ryan Walther is our guest. He is the co.
He has a line. Yeah, he is. Sorry about that. He has a line of pet products that. He's a germaphobe, as I mentioned, and but he loves pets and he wants to have them in the house, but he develops this line to where the pets can help around the house keep things clean. So we have a pranko.com or Amazon, over 70 different styles and style for everyone on your list. Put their real gift inside and bring the laughs this holiday season.
I am looking at the earwax candle kit and it is horrifying.
Oh, that's so
mission accomplished.
So your co-founder, your co-founder of Pranko actually makes up little prototypes of these and then photographs them and puts them on the box.
Yeah. So that is actually, what you see, the earwax is, that they use like for sealant in, plumbing. Yeah. So, it has that color, to it. So he bought a bunch of that and just put some rubber gloves on and formed a candle and put some human hair in there and put a wick on top and took a picture and voila, we have earwax candles.
I just saw the donut dispenser.
What's that? What's the donut?
You look it up. You look it up. I'm not telling you now.
You can see all of these
the
displayed.
Donut holster is a big hit.
Yes.
The donut holster. You can see all of these at pranko.com and, as Ryan said, at amazon.com as well.
Did we lose you?
Nope.
Nope. Are you there? Nope. I think he's having some glitchy a few glitchy problems with the live stream.
I lost you on the live stream there, so unfortunately
we still
the
got
viewing
you.
Audience. Yeah, viewing audience can't see my face anymore. So that's probably a good thing anyway. Yeah. So
is there any pressure to expand? I mean, I'm not quite sure how you could expand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. We're actually, again, we want to develop that. We're getting into infomercials. So soon we'll be dropping the donut holster infomercial, actually, which would be a ton of fun. And we already have a knapsack infomercial, which is basically just a sack you can put over your head and take a nap anytime, anywhere.
The picture of the guy wearing the knapsack looks very not in good condition. Like,
yeah, REM. He was in a very deep sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're going to be making infomercials against all of these boxes. So the experience of gifting can even get better, where you can show the recipient and the people at the party the infomercial while they open the gift. And we're also actually going to take this to the media, really become a media content company and bring the world of Pranko to life. Potentially, maybe doing a parody of a famous show called Shark Tank, where the Prankoverse are the entrepreneurs and inventors and present the sharks like a Spinal Tap for business. How about that?
I love that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's in the works right now, and actually a former Onion writer, Maddie Pop.
Ryan, have we still got you?
So, and in addition to that, too, we have, you know, like gift wrap kit. We have a line of gift bags, which are a ton of fun. Holiday wearables, which are a ton of fun. Obviously, they have jokes on them, and they deliver laughter. So we just want to be that brand for the party. That our brand equity is laughter delivered. So everything that we do, we want to make sure that we give you the keys to the car and you can bring the laughs.
It's gotta be pretty great to work at a place where your whole day is centered around making people laugh and inventing silly things.
Yes, indeed. I get out of bed. It gets you out of bed. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So,
we don't take things too seriously in this world, but, that's okay. Most people shouldn't.
Well, and you just remind me of that old Saturday Night Live bit, and this is going way back, where it was, I think it was Shimmer. So it's a floor wax, and it's also a dessert topping.
I was a big Bassomatic 76 fan.
That's oh, Bassomatic 76 was also great. Yeah. But echoes
great
of
bass.
That.
Dan Aykroyd.
That's great bass.
That's great bass.
Indeed.
Check it out at pranko.com if you were looking for some levity this holiday season. Doesn't just have to be around the holidays. It can be for birthdays and, I'm sure, anniversaries. Weddings,
oh, every day.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's yep.
Every day. Yep. Every day is a Pranko day.
Every day is a Pranko day. Anything you can lift the curtain on? Any new prototypes in the couple of minutes we have left, Ryan?
Well, you can check out a parody of hair extensions. And we have a new box this year, pet tail extensions. So your dog has always wanted a longer tail, right? Now we have brought it for you. So, and it's so long, you can even use it as a leash. And that you can check that one out online as well. But keep checking back for more. We love the parody. We love the satire. We love making people laugh. And it's a theater of the mind. And each and every day that we wake up, we want to make sure that people are always coming back, wondering what we're going to do next.
That's so awesome, Ryan. Thank you so very much for joining us. It's been so much fun. Ryan Walther is one of the co-founders of Pranko. You can find them at pranko.com. Have a wonderful holiday, Ryan, and we'll get you back on sometime down the road, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Stay with us when we come back. You have veto power over Thanksgiving side dishes. Which one's gotta go? That's coming up next on As Goes Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5
The Tap.
CBS News Brief. U.S. airstrikes rained down in Iraq Tuesday morning local time after three American troops in the country were injured by a drone attack. CBS's David Martin.
The strikes targeted three locations used by an Iranian-backed militia, which the U.S. blames for the drone attack, as well as scores of others since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas.
The strikes hit less than 13 hours after the drone attack. The Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City is packed with patients injured in Israel's war against Hamas. The WHO's Sean Casey made a video there.
It's nonstop, 24 hours a day. Serious and critical injuries coming in, and a very small staff to help them.
Russian dissident Alexei Navalny has been found in a penal colony in Siberia. His top aide, Leonid Volkov, spoke to the BBC.
It's been just the hard work. So our legal team sent more than 600 requests all over Russia.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High temperatures in Wisconsin this Christmas Day were expected to be as much as 20 degrees above normal in some places. 2023 is likely to go down as the 10th warmest year on record in Wisconsin. From New Year's Day through November, meteorologists say every month besides March, April, and July was above average. The National Centers for Environmental Information says the average temperature in Wisconsin this year is 47.6 degrees. Doctors are warning people not to overuse antibiotics this cold and flu season. Dr. Ken Redcross is a personal health consultant. He says antibiotics are ineffective against flu and the common cold. Flu season has peaked in February over the past 40 years, but has become less predictable since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see rain overnight in lower 40s with east winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. Rain should wrap up early Tuesday. We'll keep the clouds around. Temperatures by the late afternoon will be falling into the middle 30s. Our winds turning to the south. Right now, it's 48.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
93.5 The Tap.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us. If you're listening in Amory on WLAK.
Amory.
And in Oshkosh on WISS Air Support. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry, Carol Kane, Greg Bach with me in studio. Comments on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave comments there as well. Want to do a little housekeeping before we move on?
Yes, this is Greg right here. You know, only the highest quality reporting from As Goes Wisconsin's News Center. I misreported before answering the question on the Democrats who voted to keep George Santos, the former congressman. There were two, actually. I read the list incorrectly in their order. Robert C. Scott and Nkema Williams. Robert is from the 3rd Virginia District, and Nkema is from the 5th Georgia District. Both Democrats, both voted to keep George Santos in office.
Interesting. That didn't save him, though.
No, not even close. And now I'd like to know why.
Why they voted enough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I can see why a Republican voted to keep him. I can just see that.
Don't you think maybe they might have done that because we're blazing a trail? It's setting a precedence that maybe they don't want to have to deal with.
As far as members getting, if they are, then they're
shirking their responsibility because this guy was trash and he should be thrown out on a unanimous vote, in my opinion.
I just think it was so egregious.
Yeah.
When the ethics committee came out with that report, they just found so much dirt on him. I don't know how you could.
Yeah. I just think that it's maybe in their minds this is setting a dangerous precedent, and it's going to have a trickle down theory. And maybe that was, I don't know. I'd have to sit down across the table from him and go, what's the deal?
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't want anybody coming after them.
Could be.
Right. Yep. Also, texter from the 541, Mike Clemens was just here talking sports and the Packers-Chiefs game. Who is on the bill to sing the national anthem at the Packers-Chiefs game? And that is none other than Ben Tanai, who has sung the anthem for the Packers, the Brewers, and the Bucks. Yeah. He will be singing the Star-Spangled Banner on
it's
Sunday.
It's a banger, baby.
He has met Taylor Swift once.
Oh, be darned. Well, if he's done it that often.
He met her in 2013. He was just out of college singing backup for the Rolling Stones in Chicago. And Ben Tanai says she was like the nicest human being ever. She was so sweet when she really didn't need to be nice to me at all. She totally gave me the time of day. I am a fan of hers because of that. And Ben, he's wonderful.
Yeah, the positive for that is if he's done it for all these different games, at least he'll get the damn lyrics right.
I think he knows the lyrics.
Okay.
I get so mad when I see these people stand up to sing the national anthem and they screw up the lyrics.
That's a lot of pressure.
I don't care.
All right.
I don't care.
Have faith in them, Carol. Ooh.
No. I don't care.
I think at least our elected officials should have to know the words.
Oh, my God, yes. That should be a part of their office. They all have to sing the national anthem at one event.
And prove they know the words.
They don't have to sing. They don't have to be great at singing, but they should have to sing. No lyric sheet, no prompters. You got to go to like a Nashville Predators hockey game. You got to sing the national anthem.
That could certainly change the whole congressional lineup.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to move along. And we would love to hear from you at 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
What is a holiday tradition that your family did that you thought other families did? And it turns out you are the only one that does that. No one else does that.
Okay.
So we used to put on a play every Christmas Eve.
What?
We would put on a play. My 5 brothers and sisters and I, we lived above a funeral home, and we had all this great space. And there was also a stereo system that went through the whole.
That's right. There was your house would have wired for sound.
So we could have, you know, we could play music and have, you know, and play albums and stuff like that. So every Christmas Eve, as mom and dad, because we always went to midnight mass. And in order to get the youngers out of our parents' way, my older sisters and brother would organize this play that we were going to put on downstairs, basically to get us out of their hair so they could wrap presents and get the meal ready for when we got back from Mass.
Was the play the same?
Oh, no. It was a different play every year.
Who wrote said play?
My brothers and sisters, the oldest ones.
So it was an original production.
It might have. No, they would take like the first one I wanted. The first or second one that I can remember was they took the Night Before Christmas and they made it like Beatnik. So instead of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and All Through the Land, it was 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Daddy-O.
Yeah, Daddy-O. And so, yeah, that was one of them. I think the very first play we did, and I was very small. I was 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And I remember this very well because I was the baby Jesus, and I didn't get unveiled until the very end of the play, and I had to hide behind these folding doors. And I was afraid, so my brother had to come back with a flashlight because I was spooked out. But that pretty much set me on the path to be a performer because I was the baby Jesus and I was the star.
That's hilarious.
I had a tinsel crown. So
Jane is Christ Superstar.
That's hilarious. Well, mine went into the food department.
Oh, I bet there's a lot of that.
We were Norwegian. We always had lefse.
Oh, that lefse is lovely.
We never had rolls or bread or anything. It was always lefse, always. And then my one aunt always made something called lemon ice. And we had it all the time, so I just assumed everybody had lefse and lemon ice. And lemon ice was like, it was made with condensed milk and lemon and frozen. And so you'd cut it into squares, and it was kind of like an old-fashioned palate cleanser. Like we would have...
Did you suck on it?
No, you would cut it with, cut and eat it like ice cream. And it was kind of between like we'd have like salads and stuff like that. And then we'd have the lemon ice and then we'd move on to the main meal.
That sounds delicious.
Ooh, that sounds refreshing.
It really was. Somebody's got the recipe somewhere, but it really was delicious. And I always that's what I just assumed.
Everybody
has lemon ice.
What about your family, Greg?
We didn't do any traditions that were like, I've been racking my brain all morning. Like we didn't do anything that was any different, excuse me. We didn't go to church. You wake up in the morning, there's presents, go to someone's house afterwards. The only thing that was different is that for a few years, like 3, 4, 5 years, I don't remember how many years, my sister, after all the lights went out, would knock on my door and be like, Greg, let's sleep in the same bed together. And we'll wake up at Christmas morning together. And, she'd be like, just come sleep in my bed tonight and it'll be fun. And I was a little kid.
Sure.
So in my head, that would always happen. And then years later, my sister just says to me, yeah, I did that because you used to wake up really early and look at the presents and I'd want you to move. Like she brought me into the bed and and her bed was up against a wall. I'd sleep next to the side next to the wall.
Yep.
So I couldn't get up.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So that was the only tradition. And I was like, that's such a fun tradition. Later, I just found it was just a matter of like keeping me asleep because my sister slept in. I did not. I was an early riser as a youngster. I could snap my fingers and she'll fall asleep. And I'm jealous of that fact.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Ooh, got a text here from the 608.
96 party.
Sorry, I apologize. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm excited about text messages.
Well, fabulous. Share it.
This is from Chris. Oh, from Chris Casper at the 608. Oh, Civic Media Zone, Chris Casper. We always had oyster stew.
Ooh, oyster stew. That seems very exotic to me.
Is it a thick stew? Is it like a liquidy stew or like a New England clam chowder?
Chowder.
Chowder? Was it a red or a white?
It's probably white.
Yeah, probably white.
Probably white.
Kelvin, what about you? What about your family? Is there any particular tradition that you always did?
No, not really. We're pretty basic. I know growing up, I know a lot of people do celebrate this, but not everyone did. Saint Nicholas Day.
We did that.
I know it's pretty common, but I know not everyone celebrates it, so I'm not sure where it comes from.
I think it was isn't it very Catholic?
It's a Catholic holiday.
It's a very
Catholic holiday.
Okay. Let me just say this. Nobody celebrated St. Nick's Day in my family because that's my birthday and nobody else is getting president other than me.
Good job, Calvin. You set Carol on.
Nobody's getting presents on St. Nick's Day other than me.
We did St. Nick's Day in my house, and then at a certain point, my mom stopped doing it because we were older, and then her whole thing was, no one ever gets me a stocking. I'm like, well, I'll get you a stocking. My mother-in-law, every year, no lie, there's stockings with all the kids' names on them. Get a nice full stocking on Christmas morning, and it's usually like there's always a toothbrush, there's toothpaste, and then fun little trinkets and whatnot.
You little know, I'm not
asking for a gift card to Neiman Marcus, but I love the stocking. It's fun, and I'm sorry that it happens to fall on your birthday. Oof.
Taking this very personally. Texter chiming in again. You can always call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Thank you, Greg Buck. Texter says, my Thanksgiving tradition does not involve the family, just me. I tend to get a cold within 2 days before or after. I'm currently on day 3 with no voice after being congested since Friday.
Amen. Did that message come from Carol? No.
Someone in Carol's family.
Yeah.
Another texter, Scott from St. Louis. St. Nicholas, St. Nick's Day is very German. Yes.
Yes.
And my family still does this as adults. So what was your family's tradition that you thought everybody else did, but nobody else did? We never did cannibal sandwiches.
Oh.
I never even heard of those until a couple of years ago.
Are you still kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, we still do them. I love them.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. I love them. Rye bread, sirloin, raw red onion, salt.
And the sirloin's raw, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is why they make fun of us.
If you go to a very well-known butcher, the meat will be fine. Nobody in my family has ever gotten sick, ever.
It just, and I've tried it maybe once long time ago, and it tasted like onions.
This sounds like a chewy endeavor.
It just tasted like onions. It didn't have any other flavor to me.
I love them. I don't know. It's just me. I love it.
Oh, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who love cannibal sandwiches.
Yeah.
Poor marketing, too. Poor marketing name. I mean, I got to say. And
they need to rebrand.
Yeah, no, it's a bad name. Yeah.
Just call it a raw meat sandwich. I don't know. Just ugh.
My father was very big into creamed herring. That went over really well. Which I also think was very German. My father was German. You like that too?
I do.
My mother loves herring. I don't know if it's creamed herring. She loves herring because we're also Norwegian and gross. Just
oh, I love it.
Herring is bad enough as is. You cream anything. Cream corn, cream peas, cream green beans.
Ah! You're listening from some very strong emotions from Greg Bach.
It's ruining perfectly good food, except for herring. It's gross.
And we always had Chex Mix.
Oh,
forever.
Yeah. Chex Mix. Always on Christmas Eve.
Always had Chex Mix.
Chex Mix used to be a thing you had to make yourself.
You made it yourself.
You had to make it yourself.
We're going to continue this. Cindy, I see you on the phone. Stay there. Stay with us. What was your family's Christmas tradition? Joining us at 844-967-2789. This is Asgo's Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry. Harold Kane, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. We're talking about your family's holiday traditions. What did your family do that you kind of thought everybody else did? And then it was like, no, no one else does this. 844-96-PARTY. Cindy, thank you for your patience. Cindy from Appleton, how are you doing this morning?
Good. And first of all, I'd like to say, Carol, I feel your pain because I just got done going through what you're going through.
It's
like everywhere I go, everybody's sick. I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on here? But anyway, I just wanted to call and say the culinary proper name for a raw hamburger sandwich is steak tartare.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Cannibal sandwich is the looser term. But yeah, steak tartare, right, Cindy? Because they sell it in restaurants.
Yep.
Oh, so yeah.
If you want to class the name up, that's how you do it. Call it by its name.
And is that something that you eat?
Oh, my God. Well, I do once in a while, but I'm not a fan of it. But yeah, once in a great while.
All right. Thank you so much, Cindy. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You know what else we did? We always get new Advent calendars. Did you ever do Advent calendars?
Yeah, we did those.
Where you get like a little chocolate behind the door or something?
We just had, it was actually, my mom always bought the religious ones. And so you open the door and it was like a Christmas religious
phrase or something?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of kept us on the straight and narrow, if you know what I mean.
Well, and now,
don't make me open up this tiny paper door.
But
Carol.
Now Advent calendars, there's a whole industry with with nothing but alcohol.
Do you know who has a great Advent calendar?
Who?
Lego.
Oh, gee. 844-967-2789 if you want to join us. 844-96-PARTY 920 texting in. My grandma and now my mom always make liver pate. We spread it on Ritz crackers. Yummy.
So just, no, thank you. What is, but yeah, no, actually, I take the back. I've never had liver pate. I'm not going to say until I try it.
I've been on this big liver sausage thing ever since we talked to Dr. Lyerly.
Why don't you
Lyerly.
Go buy some? It's,
maybe that's their tradition.
No, I'm saying go buy some. And
I have.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
No. I thought you were just forgetting. We got a text from the 414 here. My family would enjoy Brandy Alexander's before dinner. I believe that's like brandy with milk, isn't that? Or
ice cream.
If it's not a Christmas tradition, I highly recommend starting it. Cheers.
Brandy Alexander's are delicious.
You can use them with ice cream or you can do whipping cream. But I would say that they're so filling. What would you eat after that? You know, I mean, they're heavy.
They are pretty heavy. Maybe have just a very small one. Going back to the Chex Mix, though, that's so funny that you brought that up, Greg, because now you just buy it in a bag and it's done. My mother would buy 3 different boxes of Chex.
Yep.
So there were the wheat ones and then the regular ones.
There's rice, there's corn,
and then the other one with peanuts and Tabasco sauce.
And that is like also.
And then you baked it in the oven.
Yep.
But that was, we always did that. And I want to say that Chex Mix is far superior to the Chex Mix that you buy in the store now.
And the stuff you buy in the store in the bag is just dry.
You know why? Because it's made with love.
It's just the Chex Mix made at home.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Made with a lot of butter, a lot of Worcestershire sauce.
Yes, Worcestershire sauce. That's what it was. 844-967-2789. What holiday tradition did you grow up with that you kind of assumed, yeah, everybody does this, whether it's food, whether it's the Christmas pickle.
Do you open a present? Oh. Do you open presents? Some people open a present the night before. Some people open all their presents the night before. You know, I mean, for our friends who celebrate Hanukkah, is there a Hanukkah tradition that you have that maybe your other Jewish friends don't have or that we don't know about? In the last few minutes, let us know. Tell us, people. We want to know your traditions.
We want to know what's going on in your house.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I'm a big one for Christmas Day.
Me too.
Like, there's nothing more joyous. My kids have never gotten up on Christmas Day, either at my grandparents, at their grandparents, or at my house, where there's not. I'm weird. I know it. I wrap everything individually. So the sea of presents comes halfway into my great room.
Yeah.
So when they come downstairs, it's like, Mom, like, I'll take a $25 gift card and I wrap that individually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
We do the same thing in my mom. So we celebrate Christmas with my mother, myself, Bridget, my sister, and her family. So there are seven of us. And when you come downstairs on Christmas morning, it looks like a dump truck. But and it's not like everything's an iPhone. You know,
smaller things.
There's tons of small things, of cheap things, I got this little thing here to remind me of you. But the only present they open the night before, it's the kids. They open their pajamas the night before. There's their new pajamas for the year. That's it. Everything else is done on Christmas. And I love that. And even it's weird. As a kid, you would go to bed and there would be nothing or maybe one present underneath the tree. And you wake up the next day and there were just, and if you're fortunate, there are a lot of presents.
Yeah. And it was magical.
Yes.
I will be turning 46 years old in a couple of weeks to this day. And I'm the person putting out presents at night with my family. I still get wired up in the morning when I look and I see the presents because of the daylight, the tree. I'm still like, I still have that childlike excitement. Like,
oh, I do too.
Let's do this.
That's great. Texter from the 608. Mom added Cheerios to the Chex Mix.
Oh. Yes, I do.
Yes, Cheerios and peanuts.
Diplomat.
We also had Tom and Jerry's in the afternoon before the meal. Never been a Tom and Jerry fan.
What are the ingredients of a Tom and Jerry?
Isn't there, there's egg involved, I believe. It's a mix.
It's got a meringue kind of quality to it. And you add either whiskey or brandy.
I just go straight nog. Give me knock. I'll pop a thing almost just glare.
Wait a minute. With all of the weird things you will eat, Carol Kane, you won't drink eggnog?
No.
You've eaten eyeballs.
I know.
and eggnog the line.
We found the line. Oop, let's see here before we get out of here. I think we have one more. Okay, here we go. From the 773, my birthday is the 25th, so we always open presents on the 24th. So my day could be all mine.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
That's sweet.
I have a friend who also has a birthday on
the 25th.
He goes, his joke is, he goes, I'm not a Christmas boy. I'm a Christmas man.
My sister's is the day after Christmas. Yeah. She gets screwed all the time.
Well, and I'm about a week after New Year's.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, we don't want to party anymore. We're exhausted. Anyway, that does it for us. Stay tuned for the news, followed by the Todd Allbus Show from noon until 2 o'clock. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you to Dr. Mike. Thank you to Mike Clemens. Thank you for listening, for texting, and for calling. Without you, we're nothing. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Liney Lodge and Carson Park. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown.
And all of Wisconsin.
93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15
with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.